You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Fucking understand.
That is a fucking asshole.
Not for air. Underground radio.
Bunch of slap-jawed faggots around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus.
Seriously. Well, first of all, welcome to Not for Air Underground here on podunkradio.com, and I think still in Metal Zone. I think. I don't know. I haven't heard from those guys. I haven't really put anything out on there, so it's all good. But anyway, welcome to Podunk. So, not even 2 weeks after fucking Halloween, you know, not even fucking 2 weeks later, this is what we got. I mean, last week was okay, right? You know, last week wasn't bad. It kind of sucked that there was no, Halloween was over, but it wasn't terrible. And what happens this week? Not even a fucking week later, what do we get? People upset over a fucking cup. A cup that was just fucking red. It's a red cup. Solo cups are red. Yes. Apparently there was a war on Christmas. Which, if there was a war on Christmas, it's maybe because they're shoving Christmas down our throats a little before Halloween and right fucking after. Let's be clear. Again, I have to keep saying this because I have to deal with fucking idiots out there, but listen, I don't hate Christmas. I don't hate Christmas at all. I love Halloween above everything else, besides my wife, but I don't hate Christmas. What I don't like, and being many years in retail, is that shoving it down our throats when it's not even fucking December yet. That's the shit that annoys me.
putting up Santa at the fucking mall. It's the second week of November. Look, I get it. Kids love Christmas. I know. I understand. I was a kid. Christ. Christ on a cracker. I was a kid. But let's be clear. Too fucking soon. So Starbucks, you know, usually has some kind of fucking decoration or whatever on there to signify it's Christmas, I guess. Which, by the way, has nothing to do with religion as far as the Christmas. I know, keep Christ in Christmas and all that stupid shit. But it's not even anything to do with that. It was snowflakes, a snowman, snow. I mean, granted, that don't shit happen here in Florida, but it's cool, whatever. So it's really signifying that it's the holiday time, it snows, Christmas, New Year's, it's all tied together. Awesome sauce, right? Cool, why not? Well, no. No, goddammit, no. So Christians, or somebody was upset somewhere, it could be a hoax, it could be, you know, Starbucks marketing. We don't know, I don't care. I don't care, it's a cup. Got upset because it was just red. And even though the logo is green and white, the mermaid or Cthulhu, whatever it is, even though that's green and white, and the cup is red. Damn, those are Christmas colors if I've ever heard one or seen one, right? So anyway, yeah, so it just became this week-long thing. People are upset and making fun of it. Now here comes the other part that pisses me off, all right? And by the way, it's not even the cup. Here's what it is. This week, suddenly, everybody and their mother has become a sensitive fucking bitch. A whiny, sensitive, butthurt, pussy bitch. Over a fucking cup, and now over Target. Target before did something where I think they were like, oh, we, you know, respect equality and, you know, transgender and all this, and, you know, girls can wear boys' clothes, boys can wear girls' clothes, whatever, we don't care. And that was good and fine, and a lot of people got upset over that. Now Target, which I was just at last night, has a shirt that says OCD in big letters, and of course going down, and then the letters all say what it is. It's not obsessive, I don't even know the fucking term anymore, I don't care. It says obsessive Christmas disorder, or something like that. Cool. It's a parody shirt. Hey, this is, I'm obsessed with Christmas. Oh no, no, mental health. Here's what it really boils down to, people. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas, it doesn't matter if it's Veterans Day, it doesn't matter if it's Memorial Day, it doesn't matter if Harry Potter likes boys or not, it doesn't matter if Deadpool likes guys, who cares? It's not about that. What it's about is people now have nothing better to do than bitch and fucking moan about anything they can. See, I was thinking about this yesterday, and about, what was it, 10 years ago? Let's see, I was 23. I had a flip phone. They didn't even have the Sidekicks out yet. Internet and a phone was a barely minimal thing. I don't think I was even on MySpace or Facebook yet. I don't think those things existed yet. I don't think. I could be wrong. Internet was internet, and that was it. You know, of course, there's always been chat rooms and forums that people would bitch about stuff and nerdy stuff and argue about comics, and that's all good and fine. That's whatever, fandoms and stuff. And all we had was, like, AOL Instant Messenger and MSN Messenger and Cool Chat and shit like that, right? Okay, cool. Everything else, if you wanted to complain, you'd get in the, like Seinfeld. You'd hang out in the coffee shop, and all you did was complain and talk about stuff. That's what people did 10 years ago, okay? You might message somebody, hey, holy shit, whatever, cool. Now that everything is on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and the internet in general on our phones, we don't even have to be home to bitch. So now, because it's so accessible to everybody, people are now, you know, because you always heard about this on the news. Just like the Halloween display. Oh, that's offensive. I don't like it. You're scaring children. Take it down. You'd hear about it on the news somewhere or read about it in the paper. Now, it's all over your newsfeed. So now it's easier for people just to go, I don't like this. Let's make a mob and fucking destroy it. And then everybody's fighting online about this shit because that's all they do. If you don't agree with me, we can't be friends. You are the devil. It's ridiculous. I've never seen people get upset over something so fucking stupid. You get the other people that are extreme, they're like, there are more important things to talk about, you know, there's hunger and all. Yeah, okay, well, why don't you chip in and shut up? And that's all good and fine, too. There's plenty of other real-world things to be going on, to be upset about a cup. And everybody's like, oh, I don't care about the cup. Well, I don't care about the cup. I just think it's ridiculous that people are upset over it. People upset over the cup. That's what it boils down to. Everybody's getting mad at each other over a cup or whatever. So, fast forward to the other thing I hate about fucking Facebook, besides hiding my posts. My buddy Truant, you know, horror rock Truant, good guy, good zombie. He posted a picture that somebody else drew of the people been, you know, the whole thing is with Starbucks is people have been saying their name is Merry Christmas, so the people at Starbucks, the baristas, have to write it on there. Haha, we got you, hoo-hoo, whatever. So people have been marking up with markers, drawing satanic symbols and all this awesome shit, you know, as parody, to make fun of the idiots that are bitching about the Starbucks cup being red. People started bitching at Truant because of this, even though they should know he's a horror aficionado. He always wears, like, this mask that's a zombie thing. I mean, he's a cool dude. You know, he's in theatrics just like I am. So anyway, all these people who are like, who can't fucking spell, are giving him shit, friend requesting him. So they're not even friends. They're friend requesting him just to say, can you, I don't like it, this is stupid. And he's like, go fuck yourself. Because, again, if you see my posts and I don't know you, go fuck yourself. Again, like, I don't know you, shut up. You want to have an opinion, fine. Don't be an idiot. And this is what's happening to him. So then somebody was like, I don't like this. Can you take it down? He's like, no, go fuck yourself. And they had Facebook had it removed. It was a picture of a fucking cup. Are you fucking serious that you're going to actually report shit like this? You are a useless motherfucker if you do something like that. I'm waiting for that motherfucker to do something to me. I'm waiting because I got so much ammo I'll fucking unleash on you. And I'm mad because people, again, have nothing better to do than bitch and moan. Look, just fucking who cares? So that happened. The shirt happened. It's been a shit. It's people have been stupid all week. It's not even Christmas time yet. Wait till the fucking murders happen when they have to rush and, like, ram people down to get a fucking toy or something ridiculous. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, fuck you. All right. And it's, you know, it's a good show. I'm a happy person. I'm just like, I don't understand. I don't get it. You know, whatever. So anyway, fuck it. I'm going to play punk rock because, as you know, punk rock and many awesome things are probably offensive. Which is fine. Also, if you like offensive stuff, listen to the Caffeinated Podcast. It's on Podbean. Anyway, here's some punk rock because I don't know.
Sometimes I get to thinking.
And welcome back to Not For Air Underground, here on OffensiveRadio.com. I'm kidding. No, PodunkRadio.com, if you haven't already figured that out. I mean, I hope so. Although you could be on the Not For Air Underground website as well. I got a player on there that hooks up through Podunk. But I haven't actually used that website, and really the Underground Horror Radio website, in a while. Because I'm on Podunk trying to get the shows together. Which, by the way, if you haven't heard, Sick Boys Radio and Brothers Grimm, which I love too, they had some issues, so they're trying to come back. Best Tables in Hell. The Bastard Club, all the way from England, Joel. Sick Boy. Oh, I already said Sick Boys. Hold on. Loud, Fast, and Shitty. Which is also great. And, of course, you know, Not For Air and Underground Horror Radio. So, if you want to do a podcast and or radio show, and you want to play some badass underground tunes, some punk rock, let me know. I will get you on the schedule. I'll take a listen, and I will go through it. And you know, also, if you don't have the means to do a show, per se, like this, the physical means, and you're local in South Florida and you'd like to do a show, I can arrange that as well, where I can hook you up with some way to do it. After all, that's kind of what I've been doing for the last, I don't know, 5 years. I'll produce it, whatever you need. So let me know. Email at notforair@live.com. Also on Facebook, Not For Air Radio. So, anybody else tired? I'm tired. Fuck. I'm very tired. Very, very fucking tired. But anyway, yeah, the rant's over about the cups and being angry. Fuck all that. But, yeah, I've also got a couple ideas. See, I don't want to drop the big announcement per se, but here's what we're gathering. I'm currently managing and running Podunk, okay? And then 2016, I will probably definitely end up ownership of Podunk. Now, what's that mean for everybody? Well, all the shows I just said on here aren't going anywhere, at least for me. As far as I'm concerned, they can stay as long as they want. They were here all before I was, and they do a fucking amazing job at their shows. And they're on other different stations and stuff and do other shows. That's fine. I think they're great. I'm not trying to compete and fight with other stations and, oh, I'm better. We don't do that shit here. I get mad on this show and talk shit about other people for what they have coming to them most of the time, but as far as the station goes, it's not like that. Like, there's other punk rock stations and all over doing their thing, and that's cool. And, you know, I found out there's a radio station / also shows in Tampa that isn't punk rock per se. They do play some punk rock, but it's a death rock radio, and it's a lot of, like, I guess some of it's new wave, like dark wave, I guess is the way to say it, like industrial, gothic, stuff like that, death rock. And it's actually really fucking good. Kind of reminds me of Respectables, at least kind of like the industrial night and the kind of like the older nights back in like the 90s, or actually 2000s, early 2000s when I used to go when I was 20, 21. Way before the hipster thing happened. And I'm all for the place, which is a great place, by the way, Respectable Street. If you've never been there, check out Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays when they're open. But they usually have some kick-ass stuff going on. But what I was saying was, you know, it used to be more, you know, goth night and punk. And as time goes on, that stuff, I guess, isn't as popular, or it's not the new thing. Indie music is actually really kind of taken off in the last, I don't know, 5 years, maybe more. It's a big thing now, and so you have to kind of adapt to the younger crowd. But definitely death rock over in Tampa is fucking great. I love those guys. I just, DJ Rivethead is fucking cool. I just started talking to him the other day, and he was very, very polite on Facebook, and I definitely support that. I think that everybody being cool with each other and respecting that, you know, I think it's important.
When you're dealing with podcasts or DJs, mostly I'm going to go with more DJs than just podcasting, because podcasting is it's a radio personality thing. It's, you know, if you just have a show where you're talking about stuff like the Caffeinated or the original Not Fair podcast, then, you know, that's different than mixing music and doing a, you know, radio show. And those DJs or radio personalities, despite, even if you never make it on FM, which is fine, fuck you anyway, FM, it's great. And you got these guys, because it's like, you know, we're all equals in that. You have a cool show, I have a cool show, you know, my shit's not for everybody. Probably not for everybody who listens to this channel, actually. You know, there's a lot of other shows that are definitely way more punk rock than I probably ever could be, which is cool. You know, I don't care. Which, you know, I love the Sick Boys, and, like, again, Loud, Fast, and Shitty. Those guys are great. So, all great shows. But I really think it's cool that these guys in Tampa are doing that in Florida, and it's nice to see somebody else in Florida, too. Loud, Fast, and Shitty is also from Tampa, I believe. And, you know, it's good to have this Florida base going on. There was another guy that's metal guy that had internet radio way before I even knew what the fuck it was. It was about 10 years ago. Maybe, yeah. Bobby Death or something like that. He was cool. But anyway, that's just, you know, giving some shout-outs there. So, speaking of some horror stuff, which I'm a big fan of, I know Halloween's over, and I know I played a lot of Cadaver Man, but I can't help it. Those guys are my friends. And they got a new CD out, new album. And it's actually really good. And it is called, I'm going to tell you what it's called, Cadaver Man, Tales from Cavafistol. Now, if I said that wrong, I'm sorry, guys. Again, don't mean to be, you know. I'm just really bad at fucking saying shit. So, anyway, that's why I don't work for FM. But we're going to play a new song. Now, I did play Green Goblin already, which I liked. And I played Vampiro. Now we're going to play another one called Don't Cross the Streams, which I haven't listened to it yet, so I have no idea what it sounds like. But if I know these guys from what I've heard before and chatting on the Facebook, God, I think it's going to be about Ghostbusters, which, as we all know, is pretty fucking cool. So enjoy.
To rain, blow a banner for me. We're drinking and we're dancing till we're moving. Let's go.
true. Corporate Robots by Old Guy Drive-By. See, I'm really bad about, like, saying names of songs, bands. I don't know. I'm just lazy, I guess. Anyway, is this over yet? No, it's not. Enjoy it. Go to hell. Offensive. No, so anyway, I think I was trying to mention some of the ideas I got for Podunk earlier, but being ADD or ADHD, which means assholes higher. No, wait, it's not even the same letters. See that? Offended. Oh, no. No, for real, ADHD. So, yeah. So I thought about some stuff. Like I said, all the shows that are already on here, I'm leaving alone. I wouldn't dream of getting rid of it because they're all awesome, and they all help make Podunk as great as it is. Of course, Jackson Sanity, more than anything, is, you know, just great. So with that, I want to add some stuff. Of course, you know, like I said, if you got a show idea and or you do a fun show, pop on. Let me know. What I do want to do is, because right now I'm gonna give you guys some inside knowledge. This technically the station's not really based in Florida. It's based, I think, in Texas. And then, you know, we got some the server somewhere. Anyway, I don't really know, but I'm based in South Florida, so I'm not leaving. I thought I wanted to move, but I didn't. I'm still here. So this show, Underground Horror Radio Cafe, it's all based here. So the station, I think, what's great about it is that we're online, so we're everywhere. We got fans in England, we got fans in Germany, we get hits from all over. So everybody out there, thank you, of course, again, for tuning in. I appreciate that. I think everybody on here appreciates that. So what I think I want to do is I want to focus on South Florida a little bit. Well, Florida in general, but South Florida. Now, mind you, all these other shows, I think Sick Boys are out of California, if not L.A., I think. I'm not 100% sure, guys. I don't really know. But I know that their stuff doesn't get to me until about six, almost five or six here, four sometimes. Over there, I think they're 3 hours behind. So I know they're in the Pacific end of things. Like I said, Loud, Fast, and Shitty is in Tampa. Not really sure where the other shows come from. Some might be in Florida. I don't think so. I know Podunk Show is in Texas. That's Central Time. So, all over. So the good news is it's online, so you can listen all over. And I like the fact that there are a lot of shows that aren't just here. We got shows from all over, syndication, whatever you want to call it, coming in from their scene and their shows that they got going on. Stuff they're into, because there's stuff in California on FM that might not get played over here. Every market's different. So, for one, I'm not really turning this into a commercial monster. I'm not. So, again, this is all free. The music's free. The bands are free. I'm putting it out there for free. I don't know if I'm doing a donation button yet, mainly maybe for Not For Air, but if you want to send donations, cool. What I want to do instead, too, actually, to really get this thing going, is I want to make shirts, okay? I got a guy, Todd Lynch, who's just TJ, who's really great at designing cool shirts and patches and stuff like that. So I want to work with him. And it's all DIY, and I might go through a shirt company. I haven't decided yet. I really want to keep this DIY in a lot of ways, because that's the heart of the station. I feel that we're all doing our own thing, in a sense where we're all doing punk rock. We all care about, you know, and TJ's a very hard, old-school punk rocker, cool guy. And I would like to make some shirts and sell some shirts reasonably. To help pay for some stuff eventually. And mainly, you know, to fund the shows. I'm still keeping all my multiple shows, but I think that'd be cool. Maybe make some patches and sell some patches. I don't want to go the traditional route of advertising.
I don't want to do that. I like it the way it is. I think that we're going to keep the spirit of punk rock on here, and we're going to pump out as much fun shows as we've been doing, and that stuff isn't changing. So all the shows, the way they're doing it, is staying the same. If they want to change anything, they can. I don't care. That's their shows. This is just a, but they do a lot of good stuff on their shows that help promote, obviously, Podunk, and that's what I do too. So a lot of that stuff staying, like I said. I want to make some cool shirts and put some shirts out, some merch for the station and for, you know, my shows and maybe your shows out there, whatever you want to do. I think that would be cool. Old school kind of way of doing it, which I enjoy a lot more. You know, and I love Podunk. I just want everybody out there to know this is all from the heart. This is just fucking great. The fact that we are doing something that we all love, because I don't think anybody would be doing half the shows that they've been doing as long as they've been doing if they don't love it. I can't speak for everybody because I don't know everybody's situations, but I know that just by it continuously week after week being on here that they, and also putting their shows in other places as well and on their websites and stuff, they love it. And I do too, hence why I've been doing this for 5 years, with Not For Air, podcast and radio, Underground Horror Radio for almost 3, Caffeinated for the last couple, well, almost a year, yeah, whatever long it's been, since March or April. Anyway, I just I want to take a moment to thank everybody out there, and I know I'm an asshole 90% of the time, especially when I deal with idiots, but I really respect everybody that does what they do. And I want everybody to know that I'm happy that we're all doing this together. You know, my shows, your shows, the station, the music to all the bands that send their stuff in. It's a big thank you. Because you would think it'd be a lot simpler than it really is. It's not. It's, you know, you would think, hey, this band has no airplay. They want to be played. But are you surprised? Sometimes bands are fickle, you know? But, you know, the Treasure Coast is great. So a lot of good things in the future for the station, just so everybody knows. I'm excited about it. I think it'll go really, really well, I'm hoping. You know, all the shows, like I said, are staying. They're all awesome. I want to add a couple more, maybe. I got a couple ideas. One is to do, like I was saying about South Florida earlier, there's a... And let's be clear, just because I want to focus a little bit on South Florida, it doesn't mean that the rest of the world or the country isn't important. If you got a show and you're in another state, dude, blast it out like you've been doing. I think it's great. You know, I just happen to live in Florida. And that's the great thing about this being online is that it can really reach everywhere. So, but... there was a thing on the FM station that I grew up on called, and it was on a couple other things too, same format, which is kind of what Not For Air Radio kind of was when it started many, many years ago. Like Buzz Jr., something where they play a lot of just the local bands that don't get airplay otherwise. Only thing is, this is online. I might get it sponsored. I don't know yet. I got a couple of ideas I want to throw out there with it. And a lot of shows that are sponsored, if they don't keep their sponsorship, then they kind of sink. That won't happen because I've been doing my show with no sponsorship for 5 years and I'm still going. So we don't have that restriction as FM does. So it'd be uncensored. So if you're a screaming punk band or metal band, you say fuck or cunt a lot, don't worry about it. You're good to go as long as it, you know, again, I don't, you know, I might not like it, but somebody else might. But I'm going to really focus with that particular show on the South Florida, maybe just Florida, music. And it'll be a lot different than how Not For Air is because this show is just, I play everything. I mean, I think I think the guys from Cadaver Club is a different man. Cadaver Man is, I think, Italian. So, and we play stuff in Ireland, from Ireland and England and, so we play a lot of weird fucking stuff from all over on Not For Air, so that's cool. But I think that for this particular show, hell, I might not even host it.
But anyway, I'll tell you all more about it when I get more of a cohesive thought. It's just something I've been thinking about. Anyway, thanks for listening. I got some more tunes on the way, and I'm out. Here's some ska. Be good to each other. And who gives a shit about a red cup? Also, tune in on Podbean this week. We got some more stuff from the Caffeinated Podcast. And all the way from England, our good friends Sandy, Liam, Hannah, and Dave with the Drunkenated Garden Cast.
I saw my friend, they said he's already gone. He's already gone. And I never really was happy until that moment. I said, it's okay, my friend, you won't be missed. If I knew of one judge, it would be myself. If I could count the days of burying myself in frustration. It's a shame that everything we knew of each other was wrong. Everything was wrong, and I never really was happy until that moment. I said, it's okay, my friend, you won't be missed. When you're there, you brought me down. I would be the same as a lion and so on. What I saw was real.
Oh, how really, really was.
What I saw was real.
Oh, how really, really was. Pushing myself for you.
And I felt the weight of the world crash upon me. You brought me to my knees. And after everything you fucking put me through, I wish only the love.
Come up, you know, get their Macintosh computers out and hire DJ Fuckhead. Fuckhead, DJ Fuckhead. I know talent. I know talent. No talent. I play other people's records. These like super self-important guys who carry suitcases of records. And what are you? I'm a musician, man. I'm a DJ. You're a fucking thief of music. You're a record player. You can kiss my fucking ass.
This is Not For Air Underground Radio.